of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this last Sunday of the liturgical year, the Church celebrates and honors Jesus as King. What does it mean for him to be King? Kingship is already something rather foreign, at least practically speaking, to us Americans. The idea that all power should be vested in one person is, in a sense, contrary to the very founding of our country. But of course, Christ is no ordinary king. It is true that, by right, Christ is king of all nations as well as individuals. As Pope Pius XI said in instituting this feast day, words which I think are quite appropriate as we approach yet another election season. He said, "When once men recognize, both in private and public life, that Christ is king, society will at last receive the great blessings of real liberty, well-ordered discipline, peace, and harmony. Our Lord's regal office invests the human authority of princes and the rulers with a religious significance. It ennobles the citizen's duty of obedience. If princes and magistrates, duly elected, are filled with the persuasion that they rule not by their own right, but by the mandate and in the place of the divine king, they will exercise their authority piously and wisely, and they will make laws and administer them, having in view the common good and also the human dignity of their subjects. The result will be a stable peace and tranquility, for there will no longer be any cause of discontent. Men will see in their king or in their rulers people like themselves, perhaps unworthy or open to criticism, but they will not on that account refuse obedience if they see reflected in them the authority of Christ, God, and man." And so Christ's kingship, of course, has no limit. His rights extend to every man, woman, and child, baptized or not. And yet his kingdom is brought about not by threats, not by coercion, but by love. The gospel is preached and hearts are converted, not by imposition, but by proposition. His kingdom fills the earth, and he says not, "Bow down to me," but rather, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." As the Lord said himself, "My kingdom is not of this world. It is in the world, but not of it." Every king needs a throne, and Jesus is no exception. The ancient hymn, "Vexilla Regis," the banners of the king, it describes his throne thus: "Regnavit aligno Deus," God reigns from the cross. As a king and his throne, Christ can never be separated from his cross. This is why crucifixes, and not simply bare crosses, can be seen in every Catholic church. The cross is the symbol and the instrument of his authority over us and his solidarity with us. That solidarity can be seen in acute fashion in today's gospel. The good thief, known to tradition as Saint Dismas, sees Jesus next to him on the cross, broken, humiliated, seemingly defeated. And yet Dismas recognizes that, unlike himself, this is a just man unjustly condemned. His great act of faith, inspired by the Holy Spirit, allows him to suffer not simply like Jesus, but with Jesus. He's no longer merely undergoing the same punishment as Christ, but he unites himself with him and his act of justice to the Father. The suffering of Dismas has gone from being simply punishment to being redemptive. He's no longer a slave, but is reigning with the king from the cross. And in doing so, Dismas receives those most beautiful words of God's mercy: "Today, you will be with me in paradise." As the liturgical year draws to a close, we give thanks for the great gift of his mercy, the mercy that we receive from the King, the just judge, as he reigns from the cross. We ask his grace as we approach Advent to unite ourselves more and more each day to the cross, to embrace those daily crosses we encounter, large and small. The throne of Christ the King is, in a very real way, meant to be our throne also. We're called as a nation of kings and priests, offering to God all that he is due, and in turn receiving his mercy freely given, so that in all things and among all peoples, Jesus may reign. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.